This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, you've heard us set the stage for another hour of the conversation that so many people, I don't know if depend is the right word, but look forward to every weekend. Conversation between me and Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official version of what Talkers Magazine works on and is known for in our industry. Go to talkers.com where you'll find this list published every week, and we have the opportunity to go through the list of the top stories and the top people that are being discussed, and Michael and I will take time to parse a few of the stories, put them together, take them apart, some of the people involved as well. But first, Michael, let us go through the list itself to see what's there and sort of put things into perspective.
Very interesting week, as they all are. And yeah. Let's take a look at this last one. Here's what people were talking about on news talk stations, just like the one that we're broadcasting over at this moment. At number 10, we have National Basketball Association action, and at number 9, we have football stuff. The NFL owners versus Jerry Jones. He's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and he's been a bit of a rogue owner. There's all kinds of infighting going on. At number 8, the deadly Northern California shooting. At number 7, the Saudi Arabia-Iran tensions. At number 6, Trump's Asia trip. At number 5, the Uranium One deal. At number 4, Obamacare individual mandate. At number 3, the GOP tax plan. At number 2, celebrity sexual assaults, and Al Franken, who covers both a celebrity and a politician, he's the poster boy of the week. But the real big poster boy of the month is Roy Moore, and allegations against Roy Moore and the whole political brouhaha surrounding him and his candidacy in Alabama is number 1. On the people list, we have Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones. Those are football guys at number 10. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. He's a Russian guy. Kim Jong-un. He's a North Korean guy. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. He's a Trump guy at number 7. Number 6, Paul Ryan. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Al Franken. At number 3, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Number 2, Roy Moore and Sean Hannity. And number 1 is Donald Trump. How do you like the way Sean Hannity has become a major newsmaker?
Well, and I think he always has. You could see as we watch his star rise over the years that he would not be going away at any time as a shy and retiring violet. I think he may, in my opinion, he may be in the wrong pew or the wrong horse on this one. But you and I both have great regard and respect for him. As a friend to the industry, as a broadcaster, he's superb. And every once in a while, you know, people, this was the old style of radio, of talk radio, when people would come down hard with a position on somebody or something, and they'd stick to it. We've developed sort of the wimpetization, is that the right word? We've not stuck to our guns particularly well, unless it was really safe territory. To take a stand on something. This is not safe territory at all. And so the fact that Sean has stuck to his guns, he stuck to him with Trump.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt him at all. I don't think.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, his sticking to his guns is what's propelled him now to the top of the heap in both radio and television.
Yeah.
In terms of news talk, you know,
communications. So you think he's right or wrong on this one?
I think he's handling it like a politician, which he is. I think that he is slithering out of his position on Roy Moore. I think he handled it well, and I think that he has definitely distanced himself. And in the process, put himself in the news, giving the guy an ultimatum. I give you a 24-hour ultimatum to explain to me why you blah, blah, blah are in the middle of all of these allegations. And if you don't give a good explanation, I don't know whether or not I can continue to support you.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
Right, he's very smart. Anyway,
so and the guy answered him. He's giving ultimatums.
Right.
Let's give Al Franken an ultimatum.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, there's not much more to say about Sean and Roy Moore, but with Al Franken,
I give you the entire stage. I know Leanne Tweeden. I went on a trip to Baghdad with her and Tony Orlando and Stephen Baldwin. I don't know how many years ago it was now, but it was one of these same tours that Franken went on with her at another time. And so I'm very interested. You have an insight into Franken. He was a talk radio guy for a while, and he's rubbed you the right way and the wrong way, as I guess he has a lot of people, and I mean, that's the way life is. So I'm going to let you make us aware of your observations.
Well, I mean, Franken was rolling along pretty strong until this happened. You know, and people that are, you know, outraged about Trump were looking at Franken as a hope. Right. You know, he's a formidable opponent of Trump in the Congress and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And people were even talking about Franken as a possible president. Yeah. We know Franken behind the scenes. We know what a goofball he is.
He's a clown.
Well, he's a goofball. He's a smart goofball, but
very smart. Yeah,
but he's not. He's not. You know, it's ironic. Trump maintained his shock jock posture after becoming president. The one thing you have to say, Trump is not that presidential. That's one of the big you know, knocks on him.
Yeah.
Trump, whereas Franken became very senatorial. The Al Franken that he projects, the image of Al Franken is quite that of a very articulate and professorial and senatorial and distinguished man.
Yeah.
Which, you know, got to roll your eyes a little bit about that, knowing who he is and what he's like. So none of this surprises me. I think it's slowed down his train, that's for sure. And we'll see how he handles it. But there's no question.
What do you think, looking at the pictures? What's your gut tell you?
Well, in those days, you know, a comedian had a lot of license. You know, it was a very different time. It's 10, 11 years ago. Satirists, comedians, shock jocks, celebrities were able to get away with murder in the name of artistic license. And so it was a different culture at the time. But that doesn't mean everybody did it. I'd never pose for a picture like that. I've been kind of a character on the air in my younger days, but I would never do a thing like that. It's common sense. But guys like Howard Stern, guys like Al Franken, guys like that, you know, there's a whole slew of them. They went over the edge. And they hang from their fingernails on the edge of the cliff, and that was they were encouraged to do that by corporate America.
Of course they were. Right.
So
the broadcasters were, you know, the other day Gene Simmons walks into the newsroom at Fox and rips open his shirt and says to all the women in there, "Sue me." And so they threw him out of Fox. But that's the kind of guy he is. That's what some of the people, he doesn't know how to sing. He made a career out of being a flashy star and was very smart. He's a very good businessman, and he knows how to play the crowd. That's his shtick.
That's actually very funny what he did.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
but I don't know. I guess we're at a time in history right now. Well, first of all, I agree with a lot of the changes that are happening. Okay, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, you know, these women are accusing these guys unjustly and get all. No, I think that the Weinstein effect is very positive socially, but I do think that we're also at a time where we're in that phase where people say that's not funny. You know, there's nothing worse than a great dirty joke being met by that's not funny if it was done in the right spirit with respect.
There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of opportunism going on here as well. The people,
exactly.
The hashtag Me Too stuff. That's I mean, there's some people that really deserve to get in the chops.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure Franken is, and I'm no necessarily. I don't have to be a fan of his one way or the other. I know Leanne, and I think she's capable of doing something that perhaps brought her into a little bit more of the public limelight. I'm not saying she's a bad person because she's not, she's a good kid, but I think she's capable of that. Now, whether that's what's going on here or not, it looks like that picture was posed with his hands on her breasts, whether he stuck his tongue down her throat or not. You know, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I don't.
I believe he did it. I believe he did it because I don't think she would make that up. Who would make up a thing like that?
No, I don't think.
Unless
she would.
They were a wacko, and she's not a wacko.
No, she's not a wacko. No,
she's a media exhibitionist like the rest of everybody in that game, but she's not a wacko.
Right. So, look at me. I'm here. It's that kind of thing, and it's the same stuff as Megyn Kelly. You know, all of the stuff that people do to call attention to themselves so they can cut through. I mean, look at the masses of people that are trying to get everybody's attention in the news media and other media. Megyn Kelly and Suzanne Somers made a joke about marital rape on the daytime TV Today show that Kelly is doing. And it just kind of like it fell for a while. And then people started saying, did they really just say that? Because Suzanne Somers is promoting her new book about her husband and her and their long-lasting love affair and their sexual compatibility and all that sort of thing. According to Somers, her friend told her in Canada, it's illegal to have sex with your wife if she's not awake. Then she nudged her husband and said he'd be in jail if that were the case. You know,
that's a joke.
Yeah, well, but it didn't set well with some people because we're very sensitive to these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Not or it shouldn't. All right, so we got lots of things going
It'll balance itself out. It'll balance itself
out. I would like to hope so. Yes, right. Anyway, there are lots of things going on. That's why we have a heyday, and the ratings are so great on news talk radio stations around the country because lots of interesting things to talk about. 17 after the hour. Here's something that's very compelling. Michael, can you imagine your home? Now I'm thinking about it. I've only been in your house once. I was trying to think of how this would work in your home. The Vivint smart home system that's now around. This is brand new on the market. This is a home services provider that when this system is installed, it includes all of the electronics in your home, like the doorbell, the cameras that are at the front door, security cameras in and outside the house,
the most
thermostats, door locks. You know how a lot of people are now looking at this in terms of defending themselves. If you're buying a lot of things online from Amazon or wherever, and you have them delivered to the house, there's this big gang now in most communities are seeing a big problem with people, you know, driving up and down the street, and they look at people's front door. If there's a box there, they go grab it, because that's what the UPS guy does. And who would have thought? He always throws the box on the front step, or the newsman, the postman does that, or FedEx guy. You can check it out and get it installed in your home very quickly and very inexpensively. 855-718-6167. That's that story. The story of what's going on the radio, the News Talk Radio format. That's our job here. Check out the list at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, 21 after the hour.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after now here on the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the stories, picked out a couple of them. You could spend the whole hour. Look at how much time has been spent on the air this week and this month with these allegations. When did Harvey? That was October 6th, I think, the Weinstein thing broke. And from them... the way it was handled by the news media from now until who knows when this pendulum has swung the other way. You think it'll modify itself or sort of centralize itself?
Well, I think it'll modify itself after the major changes are done. I think that men are going to be treating women a lot differently. Mm-hmm. And I think that women are going to have to go through their own soul searching in terms of how they want to live in this world. But I think that right now the male end of this equation is going to have to go through some changes. I think this thing started even before Weinstein. I think it started with Roger Ailes.
Yes, you're right. Yep.
I think that was the
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, the beginning of all of this. And with Weinstein, what was proven is that this is not a political thing. This is not, you know, Democratic or Republican men are all equal in this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I find interesting is the political aspect of it, the mudslinging from both sides when both sides are guilty. And then you could take that and step back even further and realize that much of this left-right debate that we've been going through now for years in the media that has helped polarize this country, both sides seek victory as opposed to truth. Both sides are disgusting in many ways. And I would love to see that understanding permeate the culture, where people realize, wait a second, all liberals are not bad, all conservatives are not bad,
right.
Nor are they good. This is something that has to do with individual character and policy.
Yeah, well, it is individual character. I think there's that's for sure. Absolutely. You have to understand how people, what they grow up around, what their fathers are like, what their mothers are like, what their... environment is like the good old boys. I mean, it's the same culture.
This week,
the Trump administration relaxed the ban on elephant tusks being brought into the country, which sort of seems to open up the gate to letting people go out and shoot willy-nilly elephants and other game, whereas the people who say, yes, it's a good idea because we'll take the money from selling the tusks and use it to help the rest of the elephants. You know, that's
crazy.
It is crazy. The whole thing is, everything has become crazy, though. There's no moderate anything anymore. It's extremes. Everything is an extreme.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do, and I think that's the problem. I've been squawking about this for 20 years. You know that. I've charted my entire career based on not succumbing to that, and as a result, I kind of stand alone in our industry. For what it's worth, I've developed a nice position in terms of my own work, but you can only go so far with it. I'll never be a superstar because it takes riling up the extremes to really make it in this culture.
Yeah, you and I both. I just don't, that's not my style. I've never been interested, or I don't even know if I'm capable of doing that. You know, I suppose we can all
put our mind to it. I think it's not your nature.
No.
And it has to do with, you know, who do you answer to? And there's just...
Unfortunately for you and me, I don't have to answer to anybody, or neither do you, except the people who buy our product or use our product.
I think everybody answers to someone. You know, when you're in business for yourself and you're an independent entrepreneur, you answer to your customers.
Yeah.
But you don't work in a situation, a corporate situation, where you have to, you know, kiss the feet of a boss and hope that that boss doesn't get fired the next day. Most people in corporate situations today operate in complete instability. They have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring, no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm. In a moment, Michael and I are going to visit something that some will say as we get started with it is inside baseball, but it really isn't. It's the end of CBS Radio, and it's a fascinating story that has lots of different tentacles. That as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Top 10 of the story mode and top 10 of the people mode, all examined here as we're together every week at this time. This is the overview of the charts for the week of November 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through a lot of the things that are of import. The issues are one thing, but one of the other things that Michael and I like to talk about, and I think that people who listen to the program respect our knowledge, because it does affect the things like CBS Radio going out of existence, certainly affects people outside the business. So it'll depend on, you know, whether they hear the same things or not, because there are a lot of brands that have gone away over the years, Michael. They probably don't make a whole lot of difference. But CBS Radio, which has been the standard for excellence, I think, in news and in talk, has been...
Can I clarify one thing for you?
Yeah, yeah, please.
CBS Radio is going out of existence. It's merging with Entercom, and there will not be what we call in the business CBS O&Os, owned and operated stations. However, there will not be a disappearance of that which is known as CBS News Radio. Mm-hmm. So on the top of the hour, this is CBS News. That's going to continue. That's a separate company now.
It is, you're right. Yep.
So just so people don't panic listening to this both inside radio stations and out there, because so much of the product with the name CBS on it is around their news product. Their news product will remain. But their stations, you know, the CBS oldie stations and the rock stations and the talk stations, they are going to be a different corporate entity.
Yeah. Do you think people, if you were to do a quiz, would people know what CBS stands for? or ABC or NBC.
I think if you were to do a quiz, most people wouldn't know who the Vice President of the United States is. So, and I think that most would not know what the J stands for in Donald J. Trump. I think most people don't know nothing. I think that we live in a world in this business where we're talking to people who are very knowledgeable. People used to say to me, boy, talk radio, the callers really are stupid. The people that call talk radio, I said, you think the callers to call talk radio is stupid? You should go to a music station and listen to the people that call the request line.
Yeah.
I said, and you'll have a whole, you know, we get jaded to that. So the answer is no, I don't think most people know that CBS stands for the Cockamamie Broadcast System.
Columbia Broadcasting System was what CBS was. NBC is National Broadcasting Company, and ABC was American Broadcasting Company, and that all
right.
went away because everybody wants to use letters now. It's so much easier to do that. There was a time in broadcasting when the call letters the radio station had or television set had really meant something. They would be like WOR or WNBC, you know, that's or WNYC, New York City, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of
yeah.
gone away. There's some fascinating little silly things, probably don't mean anything to most people, but those of us who grew up in this find it...
It's 20th century culture. I mean, what it comes down to is we're 17% of the way into the 21st century, and think about 1917, how it started to really start getting what we call the modern era. Before that was the 1800s.
Yeah.
And we're going through that now. The 20th century culture that I would venture to say everybody listening to this broadcast right now is an immigrant from a faraway place called the 20th century. We're all immigrants in the strange new world called the 21st century, and it's getting even more so. All of these things are part of a culture that is fading rapidly. Another 5-10 years, and it's going to be like the 1800s, the 1900s. Same thing.
I'm going to take some liberties here with you. There is a podcast you do every week called Up Close and Far Out, and this week you have a gentleman on who has a spirited overview of what he thinks life is about, or what discovery is about, or where we all come from. You and I have conversations on the air and off the air. I went to a retreat a couple of weeks ago in Italy that focused on a lot of these same things, time travel. And I don't talk about it much on the air because people begin to think that you're nuts. But you and I both know that we aren't nuts, that there are a lot of things that are going on in the universe that are unexplainable. There have been UFOs sighted in the last week or so, and people don't know what to do with that information. But I was close to a being from another planet at this retreat that I was on. And then people say, oh, you're out of your mind. You're nuts. What are you talking about? How can I have people talking to you? Well, tell us about this guy, Isaac Arthur, and what you got from finding him.
And then you got to promise me when we get together the next time on the phone off the air, I got to hear about this being from another planet.
Okay.
You know,
I promise.
But, Isaac Arthur is a 37-year-old guy who is on the a local board of elections commission. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in physics. He doesn't have a doctorate. He was a high school dropout, got his GED, and this guy is one of the brightest guys I have ever seen or heard or encountered in my life when it comes to science and futurism. He's self-taught for the most part, and he is a sage, and he has a speech defect, and he produces these incredibly beautiful videos with his narrative, amazing images about what can happen in the future scientifically based on fact. And it's way out there, but it's absolutely real. And he's developed an amazing following in the last 3 years. He has over 160,000 subscribers to his channel and over 12 million views of science and futurism with Isaac Arthur. Funny, Isaac Asimov, Isaac Newton, Arthur C. Clarke, and his middle name is Albert. Isaac Albert Arthur, that's his real name. His parents, his mother and his grandfather raised him, and they were science freaks, and this guy is just a great example of the kind of media that is going on entrepreneurially out of people's kitchens, out of people's bedrooms, beautiful stuff that rivals the networks, rivals HBO, that people are making on computers with microphones. And I interviewed him about the whole paradigm of having a YouTube channel, of this thing called Patreon, where you can go and invite your followers to just contribute money to you, because you're not getting rich. You have to keep funding it. And there's a whole different business and production paradigm going on right under our noses. And I thought that it's important to share that. And I'm a fan of this guy. So it's a very special episode of Up Close and Far Out. And people can hear it at upcloseandfarout.com with his fellow Isaac Arthur.
He made a believer. Well, you didn't need to be made a believer. You're
No. But he talks about megastructures. He talks about Dyson spheres. He talks about the possibility of time travel, what kind of aliens we would encounter, what we would do if we met them. And it's all, you know, it's not your typical superficial stuff. And it's not the same old, the guys like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Michio Kaku. And
these guys opportunists.
They all tell the same damn story.
Yeah, right.
And they're religious zealots about, you know, the Big Bang and all that. They're no different than any other zealot. Yeah. This is a much more objective, scientific, and interesting insight into what could be.
And this, not to belabor the point, but this retreat that I went on, this guy sounds like he could have been a participant or a contributor to it, because that's where I went time traveling, and into the past and into the future. And it's very, and the people or the beings that were around us in this circumstance, we're...
You're scaring me, Doug. I don't doubt that it's possible, but...
It shouldn't be that I'm just scaring you now. I've known you for a long time. All right, 43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Purity Products is an intelligent nutritional company that has produced Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This pill, very small pill, makes a big difference. Michael and I are getting along, so we like to have the fact that the aches and pains in our joints, perhaps the thought of them being modified or going away, is a good one. And that's really one of the benefits of taking krill oil. This has come upon the scene in the last few years, this whole idea of krill oil, K-R-I-L-L, and its benefits when added to omega and the omega-3s, especially omega 50 plus with CoQ10, is a combination of omega-3s in a formula that has CoQ10, which gives you energy. This is the best of all the EPA and DHA fish oils, and we all know how important that is for our brains, our muscles, for everything in our body, our joints. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is now available free for the asking at 800-355-1493. 1493. What's the old expression from Harry, from Jerry Maguire? You had me at hello. Well, in this case, you had me at free. 800-355-1493. They'll have you when you see what this does for you, and they want you to experience it on them. So just pay to have the thing shipped to you. $4. Free bottle is on its way when you call 800-355-1493. How can you go wrong? A free bottle of something that's so good for you and will help you so much. Benefits for your heart, your joints, you name it, across the board. It's Omega at the very finest. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free bottle yours right now at 800-355-1493. Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories from this past week, top 10 NBA action and sports in general. A lot of people, because sports are so important, there's an ancillary conversation about Jerry Jones this week, in fact, and Roger Goodell and all that stuff. So that's, as we get started, number 10, number 9. The shooting in Northern California is number 8. What's going on in the Middle East between the Saudis and the Iranians? Tension there, number 7. Number 6, the president's trip to Asia and what was accomplished there. Uranium, the Hillary Clinton uranium deal, number 5. Obamacare, and still a conversation about health care in Congress, number 4. Also congressionally focused, the GOP tax plan, number 3. Number 2, all of the sexual, two and one are basically the same thing. Roy Moore, Al Franken, like it or not, that's what the research indicates this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Throughout her decades-long career as a recording artist, Cyndi Lauper has had many hits, including Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Time After Time, and the score for the Broadway show Kinky Boots. Whether on MTV or Broadway, her lyrics strike a chord with listeners everywhere. Now, Cyndi's using her songwriting talents for a personal cause. Inspired by the psoriasis community, the pop icon is releasing a new song to help instill hope and courage in those who live with the disease. Grammy, Emmy, and Tony Award winner, Cyndi Lauper.
I've had psoriasis since 2010. And after meeting other people living with the disease and listening to their experiences, I wanted to write about hope, because hope, it's what we all need.
To learn more and listen to her new song, visit seemetoknow.com. Cyndi is a spokesperson for Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
All right. Every hour of this program, we have a discussion on certain issues, certain of the substantive conversations that we've gleaned to sort of review what we've heard on radio programs and through the research of Talkers. The people list comes to the forefront now. Names that were in the news and in our conversational mode this week: Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones tied at number 10. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Kim Jong-un, who wants to put out a fat war. We probably should use that. It's a fat war from him against Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions, number 7. Paul Ryan, 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Al Franken is in the number 4 position. Number 3, Hillary and Bill. Number 2, Roy Moore. And the hoopla with Sean Hannity. And then number 1 is President Trump again. And where would we be without politics and politicians, right, in terms of conversation on the news talk radio stations around the country that are serviced by us? All right, 47 after the hour, as the talk radio review countdown continues, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, I wanted to talk about what goes on talk radio stations during the holidays. We have Thanksgiving next week, and I noticed in Talkers Magazine that you present, we always do the DJV program, the former Good Day Show, always live on all the holidays, no matter what, because I think we are, people expect, well, I don't know if they expect it, but they want it and they deserve it. Good, loyal folks, a lot of people are alone on holidays that need some companionship, so I'll do my program live. But I noticed a story about one of the syndicators doing the story, the real story of Thanksgiving, yesterday and today, that's highlighted in there. And I think that that's one of the things, that's another one of these American stories that's sort of a miscreant, because most of the things we know about Thanksgiving or the early days from the history books is just plain wrong. And so I wonder, do these people have the courage? I don't know who it is, but it's interesting to go back in history, because so many people don't know much about the history of our country, right?
History is very organic. History is, you know, the story as told by the people who write the history. And
right.
It's very subjective.
And their prejudices, of course.
So many things that we've learned that were fact are not.
Yeah.
And are biased and political and fake history. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Columbus did not discover America.
No, he did not.
You know, just never happened. And that alone, you know, look at how much of history is based on that that we learned in school in our era.
Right. Yeah. And we didn't even know who Amerigo Vespucci was until later on. And we tripped on it in, I think I tripped on it in the eighth grade, if I remember correctly.
And world history really was the history of our world, not the rest of the world.
Right.
I mean, how come China wasn't in world history? How come Africa wasn't in world history? How come all the millions of people that lived in the Americas were not in world history?
Yeah. Well, remember, what we were talking about with regard to extraplanetary affairs, I always get people to raise their eyebrows when I say things like we came from other planets and stuff. There's no explanation for why we're black or white or yellow or whatever the color of our skins are. So, anyway, but we can leave that now because our time is up for our weekly visit. Michael Harrison, check out that list at talkers.com, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio Countdown continuing now with a focus on the legal aspects of some of the stories this week, courtesy of the mind of Bentley University professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who also is a lawyer of note and the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website that helps inform a lot of you about the dangers of scams. I saw something the other day about a scam that is apparently enveloping a lot of people. You know, there are a number of them around. I guess there always are, and that's why your website is as popular and valuable as it is. This whole business of people running around taking packages off people's front porches, this has become an industry. And I don't know that it's a scam per se, but it is something for people to look out for, I guess, much as anything else. Wouldn't you say, how do you chase people around who do that sort of thing? This is kind of the modern era and a new era of law. How would you pursue somebody who stole packages off? Is it just theft, or is there something else that's closer than that?
No, it's good old fashioned larceny. You know, scams are high tech, low tech, and no tech.
Yeah.
And you combine the fact that so many people now are doing online shopping. Well, somebody's got to deliver that, and they're not coming by drones yet. And even if they
right.
do, they're still going to drop them off on that front porch. And
yeah.
so the these criminals are just they're cruising the neighborhoods. And they're looking for packages that are dropped off by FedEx, by UPS, and they're grabbing them. And what you've got to do is if you are not going to be home and you are expecting a package, you either have to determine that have a neighbor or someone to pick that up, or leave instructions as to, you know, perhaps where it can be left that's out of sight. But this one is it's the proverbial no-brainer. It's really easy to accomplish, and it ends up being a sizable crime every year.
You know, the other thing that I saw was a scam that seems to be now prevalent around here. People coming to your home offering to fix dents on your car, or if you're in a parking lot, you pull in and they've got their truck there, and they, oh, we got a dent over here, we'll fix it for you for $100. Have you heard or experienced that?
Yeah, you know, and this is something they also do that with home repairs. They show up. You can't hire anyone to do any kind of repair like that to your car, to your home, to anything without checking them out. And, you know, it may seem convenient, but the work may not get done. You may even get the work done, and you pay for it with a credit card, and bam, they've got your credit card number, and they're
yep.
hitting you with all kinds of other charges.
Yeah.
So, you know, my motto, trust me, you can't trust anybody. You've got to check out anyone with whom you do business.
Isn't that lousy? What a terrible way to live. All right, let's get to a couple of the things that are on the list this week. The legal ramifications of, again, more sexual assault allegations against, well, the Roy Moore thing continues, and then there's Al Franken that's in on the action this week. How much can this continue? And is there a point when, you know, the legal side of this, the people who have really been affronted, will be affected by those who are charging others wrongly with the same sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, it is a concern because it's easy to make a claim or a charge, but as we've seen in many instances, even these things that are, you know, years later, someone like Louis C.K. Or Al Franken are admitting that this is, you know, that these events happened. Roy Moore continues to deny it, and I find his denials just not very satisfying. He was one who said, well, the way he showed he was innocent, one of the women, he said, well, he was the judge in her divorce. Well, actually, he wasn't the judge in her divorce. It came to a court. It was dismissed. She never saw him, never knew he was involved. So there are going to be claims. There are going to be disclaims. It's going to be tough to find the truth.
All right. So what happens? Insurance companies get involved in this, or individuals lose their houses if they don't have any resources other than their home? What happens at the end of the day with these things?
It's going to be dangerous. There are going to be potential liabilities. Certainly cases have to be proven. But even there, you're leaving it up to a jury.
Yeah. Well, that's our system, though, under the circumstances. There isn't much to say about the Northern California shooting, yet another shoot 'em up. And I, you know, I don't even know why we're talking about it anymore, because nothing gets done. And people are not satisfied with the conversation about it. So I guess I said all there is to be said. You don't need to say anything. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.